Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Oh, there we are. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Kyle's with us in Montana. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Ben. I am so glad that you are following through on your promise to do something nice today by being on the air.
You know, Kyle, I've gotten some emails, letters via email, and I usually ask, you know, the person will ask me a question. And I'll say, you know, it's a little easier if we just talk about it on the phone. Now, if you email your phone number, I'll give you a call. And I ask, you know, what can we do to do a better job? And I hear things like, well, how about taking some calls? It's okay. Well, we could do that. We do that. Rich doesn't like to do it because he has more information than he can get through. And he doesn't like to get sidewobbled, you know, with questions that, you know, take us into tangents. So he just wants to stay on the syllabus. But yeah, we can take some calls. So I've said this to people who have written letters to me and I've talked to on the phone. And so they want us to take calls. And so this week I had an opportunity, just me, and I said, well, you know, we'll take some calls. But I explained to people that most of the time calls don't come into USA Prepares, and I proffered a theory as to why I think that is. And I think, now I can't prove any of this. And class, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media. Make up your own mind based on your own research. Okay? So my theory is that when I'm on other networks as a guest or have been in the past, I get a lot of calls. But not here at USA Prepares on GCN. And I believe it's because the class really wants us to talk about what is on our syllabus for that particular class or the class outline. They want us to stay on that. And they don't want to interrupt us with something that'll get us sidewobbled. And I think that's the reason. So I decided that, okay, so here's an hour. We'll take calls. And I gave out the number several times. No calls. No calls. So you know what you can do to make it do a better job, Vinny? You can take some calls. Okay. No calls. No calls came in. So Kyle, I'm not kidding. So I wanted to mention this. I said to our son, Bam, we referred to him as Bam, as in Barney Rubble on the Flintstone, Fred Flintstone and Wilma Flintstone's neighbor in the cartoon series from the 60s, the Flintstones. They had a... Fred and Barney, Fred and Wilma Flintstone had a neighbor, Betty and Barney Rubble, and they had a son. It was just, this guy was rough. I mean, he would, you know, shake your hand, lift you off the ground, and they called him Bam Bam. So our son, all of our children went to karate, and Bam, that's our nickname for our son, placed third in the nation and fighting at Disney World of Sports and at the AAU competition. So the nickname is Bam. So I went out to the shop and I said, so Bam, what do you think of BMW? There was one on the lift. And he smiled and said, I like them. I said, you like them? He said, yeah. So why do you like them? He goes, because they break.
man. You know, so, you reminded me of something, Vince, that I found really, really humorous. There's a guy that owns a automotive shop here 25 miles or so away from me here now. But anyway, I remember one time I walked into his shop, and because he's a friend of mine, I've known him for 30 years now. But anyway, he's underneath a Ford Explorer, and he's got a hammer. And he is just bam, bam, I mean literally beating something like to death, trying to break it apart. And he said, you know, bam, what I'm going to call success, bam. And I said, what's that? He said, when everybody, bam, that comes through that door, I tell them I only work on General Motors. So, I'll never forget that as long as I live.
So I said to Bam, you and I were talking about Ford and spark plugs, you know, Ford engines. And, you know, I was thinking, I don't remember really seeing very many Fords up on our lift. You know, in case you're new, our son has an automotive shop here at the farm, and he works on lots of cars, specializes in Mercedes and BMWs and, you know, and Chevrolet trucks. But he works on all the vehicles. And so I said, Bam, I don't think I've ever seen you do a tune-up on a Ford truck. And he said, no, I don't do that. I said, why not? He said, well, because they break. Okay, what does that mean? He said, well, when you take the spark plugs out of a Ford truck, a late model Ford truck, you unscrew the spark plug and you unscrew the spark plug threads that were in the head when you take out the spark plugs. So then you have to put in, rethread the head, and it's a mess, and it's expensive. And he said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to ruin a person's engine by trying to take the spark plugs out. It can't be done. And that's what you were talking about, Kyle, when Fords, they have problems with spark plugs breaking off. And it's almost universal. Take the spark plugs out and break one or more of them off, and it's a major job taking the head off to repair it from just changing the spark plugs.
Yep. This friend of mine, another guy, this is a different guy who also owns an automotive repair shop. He had a good friend of his show up one time and said, hey, I want you to do a tune-up on my Ford truck here. And the guy says, nope, I ain't going to do it. And he said, what? You're a mechanic. You've got a shop. Why don't you do it? I said, why won't you do a tune-up? And he said, well, because we're friends. And so the mechanic said, and I know what's fixing to happen. One of these spark plugs or more of them is going to break off and then drop the part down into the cylinder head, and there's no way to get it out. And he said, so I know what it's going to do to you, and I'm not going to do it. And he said, you'll have to take it to the dealer. And this guy kept after him and kept after him, and he wouldn't back down. He said, I'm not doing it. And so literally the guy had to end up taking it to the dealership, and one spark plug on each side of the V8 engine broke off and fell down into the cylinder head. And he had to have, of course, the intake manifold, the fuel rail, the heads, all pulled off to be able to get that chunk, that little piece out of each side of the head. And that tune-up ended up costing him $1,738. So it's like, you know, that's a, and funny thing, the mechanic name is Larry. Anyway, the mechanic tells him and said, well, I told you to sell the thing. And sure enough, after that $1,738 tune-up, he put the truck up for sale and sold it.
Yep.
Got rid of it.
Well, that's exactly what Bam was talking about when he said that they break. And how do you tell the customer that, you know, I took the spark plugs out and we have to take the heads off, you know, your V8 and the intake manifold and the throttle body and the wiring harness and, you know, on and on and on and on. And then all the gaskets and seals that you need to replace to put it all back together. Well, in that same line of thinking, this is Ford's class. And this didn't happen. When Ford had cast iron heads, this did not happen. And spark plugs, you know, were maybe a dollar a piece back in the 70s, and they came out very easily. A guy who works on vehicles could change the spark plugs in a half an hour. Hour if they're really slow. Okay? All 8 spark plugs on a V8. And it was a no-problem maintenance endeavor. Today, I use copper coat on all of the spark plug threads. That's what I do. And I make sure that they're clean. When I put new spark plugs in, I use copper coat. And it's copper dust mixed with oil. It comes in a jar with a little jar with a brush in the cap. And I put a very thin film. And that allows the spark plugs to come out. I use the same compound on lug nut studs and lug bolts on wheels. Because of the same thing, of this nonstop corrosion problem that we're having with all these modern, late model vehicles. Kyle, we've got Brett on the line. Brett, we're going to be with you and talk about your endeavor right after the, when we start the next segment. BMW came in the shop, and this thing needed, well, the starter wouldn't start. You turn the key and it wouldn't, starter wouldn't engage. And so it's in here for a starter replacement. So I looked up, what does the average cost for a BMW 330i with all-wheel drive to replace the starter? Kyle, you have a bunch of vehicles. What would it cost you to replace a starter on any of your vehicles, your Chevrolet truck, your Toyota? What would you expect it to cost you? I mean, if you did the work
yourself. You mean if I did it or if I paid for somebody to do it?
No, if you did it yourself.
Oh, if I did it myself, somewhere in the $70 range at the most.
Okay. Well, imagine this. BMW 330i, a convertible. It's got all these cross members on the bottom of the car to keep it rigid so that when you turn the vehicle, the body doesn't twist. It's got it under the hood. It's got it all kinds of reinforcing bars, straps, cross braces, and these underpans under the car. The average cost for BMW 330 xDrive, which is all-wheel drive, starter replacement, is between $629 and
$885. Wow.
In order to get to the starter, if you look at the manual, the repair manual, say I take the intake manifold off, disconnect the fuel rail, wiring harnesses, I mean, and then all the associated gaskets and sealants and so forth. That's from the top side. If you do it from the bottom side, you've got to take cross members off and all kinds of parts. It's a four-hour job to get the starter out of the car. Now, my Chevy truck, you know, my little V6 4.3, it's a 15-minute job if you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, right. True.
Two bolts, and one little wire and one big wire, and that's it.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product project I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, I think I mentioned we don't get many calls here at USA Prepares. Well, we had one arranged for about a week, and this call is from Brett in New York, and he sent, yeah, he sent us a, well, sent me a letter, and he had some questions about.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air. You are on, Brett. You there?
Yeah, I hear. There you go. I watched you for a minute.
Well, Kyle's with us, and we had prearranged this telephone call for you to be with us with Kyle, and talking about your quest to have a somewhat portable system with power, and tell us what you'd like to do.
Well, what I'd like to do is set up a toy hauler RV, which is a fifth wheel. It gets towed by, a vehicle, a truck. And I'd like to set it up that it can be off the grid, what they call boondocking. And these RVs come equipped with a Onan, usually around a 5,500 generator, gas. Some of them are propane, but mainly gas generators. It has a gas tank for the generator, and it also has a gas pump. And it can run the trailer. However, I'd like to twin up a solar system, a photovoltaic solar system, to not burn as much gas, because I think gas, well, obviously gas is going up, and it's not going to be that plentiful. And in a grid-down situation, I may not be able to get gasoline.
Okay.
Okay. Can I ask you some questions?
Oh, sure, Kyle. And good morning.
Sure. Yeah, good morning. So I've got a question for you, a few, actually. How much of all of this have you already bought?
Really nothing, because okay. I've been looking for the specifics that I've been looking for. First of all, I have an F-250 with a 7.3 diesel, and, yeah, it's very expensive when you got to fix them.
Yes.
But it's not a dually, and I need a dually. So I've been looking for, because the 7.3s don't really have, they're durable, but they're not really suited to pull that kind of weight. So I've been looking for a dually with a 6.0, but now after talking to Vince, it looks like I'm going to be looking for a Dodge with a 5.9.
Yeah. I totally agree with Vince. I will tell you a couple of things. One, I know two guys that own their own shops, and all they work on is diesels. And their comments to me over the years, they have said almost the exact same words. Said, we love all diesels, but Fords keep us in business. And I'm telling you the truth. That's exactly what they have said, almost verbatim. I love the Dodge 5.9. I agree with that. I agree with the dually if you're going to be pulling a lot. I will also tell you my son has had two. Just this is information. You can do with it what you like. I prefer the 5.9 as well. But my son has had two Chevy Duramaxes, an 012, and his boss just bought him a 2022. And he puts a lot of miles on. He already has 142,000 miles on the 2022 because they pull really big trailers to job sites that are 6, 8, 10, 12,000 pounds. And he does it like weekly, right? So this is a lot of pulling. And in 142,000 miles, the only thing he had go bad with it was a DEF, the diesel exhaust fluid sensor, and one injector. And so that was it. In 142,000 miles, pulling really heavy loads. So I know that at one point he pulled a 40 foot fifth wheel. And I'll pick this up over on the other side. I hear the music, I think.
Yeah, and Brett's with us in New York, and what he's trying to do is outfit his toy hauler, a fifth wheel trailer, to a truck so that he can be mobile. He wants to be off-grid at some times. He wants to be able to power with gasoline a generator.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
USA News Update. A memorial service for late California Senator Dianne Feinstein is set for today in San Francisco, California. Vice President Harris and former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi are scheduled to attend. President Biden will provide a recorded message. Feinstein, who was the longest-serving female senator in American history, died last week at the age of 90. Members of the public paid their respects this week as her body lay in state in San Francisco. A man in Philadelphia is dead after he allegedly shot three police officers who were responding to a domestic call. Authorities say an argument broke out yesterday between a child, his uncle, and father before shots were fired in the home. After cops were called, the father waited for the officers and began firing as the deputies arrived on scene. Officers returned fire, killing the man. All three deputies were hospitalized and are listed in stable condition. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot
tea? You've got your...
Take my...
When you go to
the...
For 2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us, USA Prepares instructor. Brett's with us in New York, USA Prepares student. Kyle, please continue.
Okay. So, Brett, can I ask... did I hear you on the first broadcast say that you are a builder by trade?
Yes. I've done electric. I've done commercial electric. I was a plumber by trade. But, yes, I do electric. I do a bunch of different things. What I'm actually looking to do is the trailer comes from the factory with a generator, with a gasoline generator. Mm-hmm. What I want to do is put in a photovoltaic with battery backup to alleviate using the generator and maybe only use the generator to charge the batteries. Space and weight are an issue, and I was also thinking it'd be nice to have 240 because if I need to use a welder in case, you know, I need to fabricate something or repair something, you know, on the side of the road, that I would have that option. But I realize that it probably would be two systems in a sense.
Yes, that is correct. Can I start at the very crux of your thoughts? And that is, you're looking to move, correct, out of New York?
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know what your financial situation is. Are you looking to move to some place like Missouri that doesn't have a bunch of building codes?
Possibly. I think there's going to be, after what I believe to be, according to the Deagle report backs it up, I think there's going to be a mass die-off from the people that take the jabs. There will be houses and properties empty all over the country from losing like a fifth of our, like four-fifths of our population. And that will be the time probably to purchase. But I'm going to have to live on the road and be mobile and have, you know, like my tiller, my seeds, you know, ready for a piece of land when that opportunity comes up. Money is an issue, but I have enough to fund this project, and I have some dry powder for land afterwards.
Okay. All right. So I would personally challenge your thought, and I only do this because I have counseled others who thought very similar. And I agree with you that I think that is a possibility, the die-off, but I wouldn't want to bet my family's life on it. So my point is this. All right, and we'll get into the specifics of still what you want to do even then. But my suggestion would be to find some place west of the Mississippi River by about 75 to 150 miles at least, someplace like in Missouri, if you're going to go that direction. Montana is a great place, but it's expensive right now. You can buy stuff in Missouri much cheaper. My suggestion would be to buy someplace 5 to 10 to 100 acres if you can afford it. That's got a smaller house already on it. That's the cat's meow, with water, good well, preferably springs. That, because for a toy hauler, if you're looking brand new, my guess is they're probably in the $80,000 to $100,000 range. The pickup is going to be in the $30,000 to $50,000 range. Okay, the solar setup is going to probably end up, by the time you get all said and done, going to be close to $20,000 range. So those kind of expenses are high, not to mention, I was a truck driver for many years, and I've pulled over the road trucks, and I'll tell you, it's a job getting a travel trailer, and especially something along the 30 to 35 foot range, even a fifth wheel, in tight, hard to maneuver spaces. It's a challenge. And if this die out happens, you're going to have, and there's any kind of a national emergency, you're going to have highways and small roads everywhere clogged with vehicles, which is going to end up leaving you stranded because you're not going to be able to move them all out of the way. Even if you had a deer catcher on the front of your truck that was, built for Godzilla, you're still going to have a hard time getting through, you know. My suggestion would be, if I was in your position, I would buy as much land as I could possibly get my hands on that had water on it. That's got to be the first and most important thing. Grazable land. And if it's got a smaller house on it, I would put the money into rehabbing that house until I could get something built that is exactly what I wanted. And I would be maneuvering and putting things in that house and getting it ready to be able to get out of Dodge and get to that house and land in a few hours from New York. And at the first sign of trouble, that I would rather have that paid for, because what you're going to have invested in a truck and trailer and your solar system with all of that is going to be enough to probably come close to paying for a smaller chunk of land and a house that would be your get out of Dodge idea. Now, that's just my thinking. If I was in your position with a wife and family, that's what I would do. But if I were still, if you were still going to stick with that idea, I agree with you. I think your two systems where you need a welder, you would almost be better off having a smaller trailer. Even with a toy hauler, because I think you're going to run into space issues, even with a toy hauler. You can put a lot in there, but if you put too much really super heavy stuff at the back end of that toy hauler, you're going to wind up with, you know, a wiggle problem going down the road. I think they're only, I don't know how many pounds they're rooted for, but I can't imagine that it would be much more than about 2,500 to 3,000 pounds. You're probably going to end up even pulling a small cargo trailer behind this, which makes your maneuverability problem even worse. But anyway, I'll let you talk about, you know, kind of where you're thinking, and then I'll try to fill in the best I can.
Well, those are all very valid points. What you put forward, I hadn't thought about that in any detail about stranded vehicles on the highway, just like Florida in that last big hurricane, two hurricanes back, where they had to bring gasoline in with state, with National Guard. The highways were parking lot. And
right.
That's a really valid point. As far as New York State, I've been looking to get out of here for a while, but I've had some... I had a torn rotator cuff, and I had to do surgery and rehab and everything to get my body back from that. But those are all really valid points. You might have maybe – I'm going to have to rethink my position on
– Well, good, this, good. That's great. That's great. So now it's my turn to beat up Brett.
Oh, and by the way, a lot of people don't call in because they don't want to get beat up. No, really. I think a lot of I don't call in because I listen to you guys and I want to be more in an absorption mode than a sharing mode most of the time.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, Brett, so we don't want to beat you up, but I do want to share this with you. Kyle and I have taken this very seriously. Your email. And your question and appearing last week on USA Prepares. We've taken this very seriously. And after the broadcast, either I call Kyle or he calls me. I mean, right after the broadcast. And we just do a quick, you know, recap. Thanks so much. See you in a couple of weeks. You know, but last week we talked probably for a couple minutes about your call and your situation. And Kyle and I agree on this, and that is we both think that you're better off getting that ideal place right now while you still can, because the chaos is going to ensue. Now think about this, and you guys were just talking about this. If there is this 80% die-off, and I'm not doubting that at all. I think the die-off has already begun. But with an 80%, even a 20% die-off, if there's 20% of the vehicles stranded on the road, you're not going anywhere. You're really not. There's a time when when I was commuting back and forth to a job on the East Coast, and it was a three-lane each way highway, divided median, grass, probably a couple hundred feet of grass. The traffic was in gridlock. And what happened was, on the other side of the median, this gal had a flat tire. And there was, she was standing there while somebody was changing her tire. Now, she was in a white dress, and the sun was shining through her dress. And you could kind of see through this translucent dress. It stopped traffic for miles. And she was 100 feet away. Now, this isn't a disabled vehicle. This is off the side of the road. It's not a disabled vehicle in a lane. What I'm saying is that the most amazing things can cause a traffic jam. So how many vehicles are going to stop working because they're out of fuel? And with an 80% die-off or even a 10% die-off, is fuel the number one consideration? I submit to you, I think it's going to be a really high priority getting fuel, gasoline, diesel, propane, any motor oil, everything, because the supply chain will absolutely positively collapse. So the welder is a great idea. I'm all for it. But I'm thinking maybe a 120-volt welder, you know, it won't do everything. You know, it's not going to be a good stick welder, but it'll be a good MIG welder. We have one. So I'm thinking that might work pretty well on a 20-amp circuit rather than a 240-volt 30-amp circuit, you know, for a stick welder. I'm thinking that really this is the decision that I've made for our family. I think it's important to have everything you need where you're gonna make your stand. Kyle's done it. I've done it. Are we able to get out of Dodge? Yeah. We're able to get out, but we have many of the things, not all the things, it's impossible to have all the things that you need, but many of the things that we need at the place where we're going to take our stand. The welders, the oxygen, acetylene, torches, the spare parts, the fuel, the generators, the vehicles, the everything you need at the place before the collapse. I think that's the key. But we'll answer your
question. Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So just to put a very quick exclamation point on what I was trying to convey is, Brett, with your toy hauler, dually, whether it's a Cummins 5.9 turbo diesel, whatever it is, you are one wheel hub away, or one fuel pump away, or one engine control computer away, or one serpentine belt away, or one O-ring away, or one thermostat or heater hose or radiator hose away from being stuck wherever you happen to be. Because with this 80% or 20% or 10% die-off, it'll be almost impossible to get the parts for that ideal vehicle that you're going to use to pull yourself and all of your wherewithal belongings around. Kyle, any quick comments before Brett weighs in?
I'll let him weigh in, Vince. I do have quite a few thoughts on this. But I'll wait till after the news to deliver it. But, yeah, go ahead. I'll let Brett talk for the little bit of time we got left.
Okay, Brett.
Well, you've nearly talked me out of it. So I'm going to have to rethink my position. No, all valid points. You know, like you said, you know, one blowout, one axle bearing, you know, one fuse that you didn't think you needed, one pulley for the tensioner for the serpentine belt. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Hey, Brett, hang on after the break because I've got some other ideas for you that that might be very helpful.
I've got an idea, too. Brett, I really like you. I like your point of reference. I like your politeness. I like your knowledge base. I know where there's a place for probably a couple hundred thousand dollars, like 200 maybe, 80 acres, 80, well, waste disposal, lagoon, house, you know, nothing to be proud of, but the house is livable, it's clean, it's, and there's enough wood on this particular property in Missouri where you could heat the house for the rest of your life and those to follow on in your family for the rest of their lives. You could raise animals on it, a couple hundred thousand dollars, not 500, a couple, like two. And taxes, and maybe, well, they went up, probably $200 a year.
Oh, I don't think I can afford that 200 after I pay that more than that in the premium for the insurance on the vehicle every month for our insurance.
Right, right. And you know, this, where I live, is the Wild West. And the reason I say it's the Wild West is we still have some wild animals here. There aren't as many rules and regulations here, and there aren't very many rulers here.
I really
like that. And if you decided to build a house, you'd probably just, you know, if you wanted a basement, you'd bring in an excavator or you do it yourself, and you start building, and, you know, a couple of years later, somebody come around and say, I didn't know you built a house here. That's the way it is. That's what they did to us. It took them 18 months to figure out we were building a house. I'm talking about the revenue agent. So our plan is to answer your question, but Kyle and I have been around this particular block enough to know that there's so many things that could go wrong. Everything is broken. And I'm just thinking that with even with the Cummins turbo diesel, we get 18 miles to the gallon when we pull a car hauler empty. You know, an 18-foot car hauler behind our Cummins turbo diesel pickup truck. And it's an automatic transmission. When we have a car or a truck on the car hauler, we get 16 miles to the gallon. That's extraordinary. And I don't know any other vehicles that get that good of a fuel economy pulling equipment. I don't know of any. So I'm thinking if you get the Dodge, that'd be the way to go. But you're still going to have to put fuel in it. And fuel keeps going up. We're close to $4 a gallon now. It looks like it's going to keep going up. I think we're running out of everything. I've said that before. I absolutely positively mean it. And I think it's going to get tougher. So back to you, Brett. I really don't want to put the kibosh on this. I feel bad about what I've said already, but I really don't want you to make a mistake. And if you do want to see a property out here, I'll be glad to help you. I don't get a commission. There's no financial incentive. I'm not like other broadcasters who have a connection with the realtor world. There's back money, you know, coming to me for passing leads on. There's no such thing. I don't get anything for it. I'm just so impressed with your attitude and your determination and the level of skills that you've convinced me that you have, that I really want to see you succeed. I don't want to see you make a mistake. And I know Kyle's in that same camp. We're in that same camp. So we'll be back after the top of the hour break. And I'd like to hear a little bit more about... Take a few minutes, think about, is this still your position, or... if it is, we'll flesh out the solar system, we'll flesh out the generator, we'll flesh out all those things. But keep in mind, they all take energy to run. We'll be right back.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.